You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Hello, and welcome once again to Inside Out. And we're continuing on the whole idea of living, you got it, from the inside out. Let me restate the goal. The goal is to be bigger and stronger on the inside than the problem and the pressures on the outside. That is the way God has wired you for life to work at its best. And so we have to pay attention to the inner person. And that is where God works. That is where God helps. That's where God forgives and restores. That's where God will meet you on the inside. And the better it's happening on the inside, as you prosper in your soul, it impacts on the outside. Much of how we cooperate with that has to do with our habits. And we've talked about this in previous episodes of holy habits, spiritual disciplines, best practices for your life. And I want to explore this a little more, some of the basis and foundation for our habits. My trainer says there's no such thing as no habits. You're either going to have good habits or bad habits, healthy habits, unhealthy habits. You know, we're either out of the habit or we do something by force of habit, or we're making habits or we're breaking habits. You know, think of, you know, so often we think of habits as bad, like, you know, we're biting our nails or we're checking our phone too much. Studies show that we, on average, check our phone for no apparent reason about 95 times a day. I'd say that's a bad habit. But we have other good habits that we should be developing, such as exercise and how we're eating. Procrastination would be a bad habit. Overeating, speeding as you drive. I mean, there's so many good and bad habits. 40% of your daily behavior is habit-based. And a lot of your habits are just, they're just mindless. You know, you button your shirt, you really don't think about it. You brush your teeth, you really don't think about it. And I would say, if you really have to study and think about buttoning your shirt or brushing your teeth, you know, there might be some other things we need to pay attention to. But so many things are just mindless that we do, but they're habits. So I want to look today at our habits and our practices that we can be intentional about. But here's the big word that we need to be consistent about. So today I really want to talk about consistency with these things in our life. You know, if you think about it, how are canyons formed? You know, it's long time erosion. You know, mountains and canyons and cliffs and valleys, it's long time erosion. It's weathering that causes that to happen. Do you know what that is? That's the force of consistency that is literally changing the landscape and changing solid rock. Well, the same works in your brain and your neuro pathways. Consistency is what really wires, unwires, or rewires your brain. Now, here's a couple problems. Problems in this area would be the things that we don't know. So Hosea 4:6 says that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge is the things that you don't know. Another problem would be the things that we know, but we don't do. The book of James talks about, you know, that brings sin in our life. When you know to do good and you don't do it, it's sin. And what does sin do? Sin always ruins and sin always depresses. The third thing that creates a problem is the things that we know and do, but we're inconsistent with. So that really prevents us from making progress. That really undoes our progress a lot of times. Consistency is absolutely huge. Consistency would be the key. And we better be glad that God is consistent, that we can count upon him. He is faithful. Even when we are faithless, he is faithful. So quick question on our consistency here. What about reading God's word? What about praying? What about living out the golden rule, tithing and giving, church attendance and participation, exercising, eating right, healthy sleep patterns, saving money? How are you doing on all of those things and more? Well, you might say, yeah, I do those things, but not consistently. You know, and that's the thing. That's going to prevent progress, or it's going to undo your progress. You know, so if you get into, something to help your health with exercise and eating healthy, and you do that for 2 days, good, but keep doing it. You know, because if you don't keep doing it, you know, it's going to prevent your progress. Or if you do it for a while and then you stop, you're going to undo your progress. So consistency is king. It's huge. It is such a key in our life. So let's review a couple of principles that we've looked at and talked about on this podcast. What you do day by day takes you to your future. That entirely is consistency. And I have learned this, that consistency beats intense effort every time. So it's not intense effort that's going to get you through. It's consistent, constantly and consistently putting out that effort. You know, the illustration I've used is, you know, oh, wow, I've got a dentist appointment tomorrow. And the last time he told me to make sure I'm brushing twice a day and flossing, and I forgot about that. And so tonight I'm going to brush a lot and I'm going to floss a lot. Well, you're just going to show up a mess tomorrow, a painful mess tomorrow at the dentist's office. It is better that day by day by day by day you consistently do those things. Now, when I was in seminary for my doctoral studies, I had 9 or 10 classes that the minimal reading requirement was 2,000 pages for each class. That's a lot of reading. Well, there's no way you're going to get that done 2 days before class starts. You know, you'd better start as soon as the books are assigned and start to read and work out, you know, consistent amounts of time that you're reading so that you can knock that out. So again, consistency beats intense effort every time. Now, here's the incredible principle for victory in our life and peace in our life, and it's this. The devil cannot cope with consistency. In 1 Peter 5:9, the Bible tells us, resist him, the enemy, steadfast in the faith. And so it's that consistency of resisting the enemy. Not resisting once, twice, but steadfast, continue to do that. You know, the enemy does not have to get you into gross sin in order to mess you up. He doesn't have to get you over into something really dark to hold you back and defeat you. Just one good dose of laziness or inconsistency is going to do the trick, because then you're inconsistent, and that's one of the biggest problems is we end up consistently inconsistent, and we tend to minimize that. But it's going to show up in our budgeting. It's going to show up in our parenting, in our devotions, in our efforts toward our health, in our relationships. You know, that when we're inconsistent, and that ends up being one of our biggest problems in virtually every area of life. So we've got to lean into inconsistency in our life and really become consistent people. And I'm telling you, God will help you there. Now, let me encourage you with this. In Proverbs 28, verse 20, it says, a faithful man will abound in blessings. A faithful man will abound in blessings. That Old Testament Hebrew word for faithful means steadfastness and constancy. So what happens? As we are steadfast and constant, that's consistency, you'll abound in blessings. Well, you have to assume this too, that the inverse is also true. You know, that if I'm not steadfast, I'm not consistent, I'm not going to abound in blessing. So again, it can prevent progress and blessing, and it can undo progress and blessing. So here's the principle. Consistency brings blessing. Consistency brings reward. It's by sticking to it, by continuing to just show up, that that is what helps us day by day. Keep doing what you're doing, the right things, the good things, day by day. Just keep showing up. And that consistency is going to beat intense effort every time. And that consistency actually is the gateway to bring blessing and reward and progress into your life. Now, by nature, we're consistently inconsistent. So make a commitment to God and ask God, the consistent God, the faithful God, who day by day by day never changes. Ask him to help you. And part of it also is on your end to be, just become aware of it. Make that quality commitment. I'm going to show up day by day by day. Line out, point out the things in your life that you need to be consistent in, because consistency in those areas is going to bring blessing. It is going to bring reward. Well, I am praying for you, and you go after God. God, help me to be consistent in these important areas of my life. And I'm telling you, that does bring blessing, and it does bring reward. Hey, thank you again for joining me for Inside Out. My whole goal, my hope, my prayer is that this encourages you every time. And once again, I want to ask you, just spread the word. You've got friends, you've got family, you've got coworkers that this might be a real blessing and encouragement to. Share the word with them, and they'll thank you for it. And I certainly thank you for it. So until we meet again, I pray that you just have an awesome week. God bless you. Walk in consistency, and you're going to walk in greater blessing. God bless you. We'll see you the next time.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.